And these are the games that people play. It's very little to do with the work we've done. We've done the work, and we enjoyed doing it. I think we both feel well served by the film, I certainly do. And if the film is to be successful, then of course these sort of things are going to happen to it. What means something is that the film is seen by a lot of people, because then it'll mean that I'm more likely to be asked to do interesting films in the future. I can say no more than that.
Have there not been interesting film parts
in the past? No, no. The last thing I did of any consequence was One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich, which was, I think, 10, 12 years ago. And that was not successful, which disappointed me that I understood it, because I thought it was a beautiful film and one that I was very proud to be associated with.
All's well, I've spoken to the actors.
Now, about 12 years later, I've got another one that I'm very proud to be associated with.
Oh, no, Zan, no! Not Othello! The lines are fouled. Instruct the puppeteer to renew the strings.
I'd have given anything to see the play tonight. You all blacked up and Cordelia saying, you begot me, bred me, loved me.
Well, you see, Ducky, this King Lear, he been about a bit.
Courtney's film roles have been kept at a minimum. Perhaps his most memorable performance was in the 1965 blockbuster, Dr. Zhivago, here in a scene with Julie Christie.
Pasha, you must go to a hospital.
I don't feel dare to. Will you do something for me?
Oh, yes, what?
Hide this. There were no more peaceful demonstrations. There were women and children, Lara, and they rode them down. Starving women asking for bread. And up on Tamskaya Avenue, the pigs were eating and drinking and dancing. Hide it for me.
I thought about the time of Zhivago that I wanted to really concentrate on the theatre. And that if I did my groundwork there, then maybe the odd film opportunity would come along. I much prefer low-budget films where the emphasis is on acting and not scenery. There's not much scenery in the dresser. Plenty of acting.
For today, Jim Brown, NBC News, Hollywood.